Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. And by the way, Betsy, you've won a T-shirt. So give your address to Luke, and he will send you a designer T-shirt by Krupp. So what's on your mind today, Betsy?
Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna accept that T-shirt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You do it honor.
Well,
you do it honor, Betsy.
I'll give it to somebody very special that will love it. Gosh, that's just so nice. Krupp really did a nice job designing it. Yes.
Yeah, he should have been a designer, although he's a good radio man. So.
Oh, he's excellent. And so are you, Matt. I always
Thank
love
you.
Turning you on in the morning and waking up with you. Ha ha. You remind me a lot of my father, and that's I get a big kick out of it because you just have kind of the same way of I can't think of, I'm so nervous right now. I don't know why, Matt, but anyway, a way of putting things that just, you know, and some wouldn't like it. You are of a different generation. I know, you know, you're from the 60s. You're a 60s.
Yep.
You
no,
know,
I appreciate
Vietnam
that. That's a high
time.
Compliment,
yeah.
Betsy, to say that. I really
yeah.
deeply appreciate, and your calls. I always appreciate your calls. So what do you think about the news today? There must be some things that you have
well,
on your mind.
Yeah. You probably have other callers too, but I just want to say too, I don't know. I think Republicans have gone way too far. I don't know how they can come back from any kind of reputation at all. It's kind of frightening because they don't care about anything. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about the people that have died from this COVID. I mean, they just seem to just be totally nihilist and just don't care about a gal darn thing. And this country is still in trouble. We got to get money out of politics. I don't know how we'll ever do that either. But you do give me hope and explain to me all the ins and outs of this 3D chess game that we play in politics. But people's lives are affected by it. And that's only reason I was in a bubble and Scott Walker came along and it just smelled high heaven. This is not Wisconsin. I mean, we were, you know, the Earth Day state. I mean, so we got to keep fighting, of course. And I mean, you know, diplomatically, this divide and conquer is so sad. And, you know, I do see a lot of Wisconsin nice coming back, though. And that's really encouraging because I've lived here my whole life. But you have a good day. Happy Monday to everyone. All right. Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Thank you very much, Betsy. And no, you had a lot of great things to say there. Appreciate it very much. And in particular, what happened to the Republican Party? Okay. Let's be blunt. You know, back when Eisenhower was president, you could object to this or that, but he was a benign guy who'd actually helped, you know, one of the major reasons we won the Second World War. Reagan, there were a lot of his economic policies we disagree with, but he sat down with Tip O'Neill and Tip O'Neill said, look, we got to save Medicare. And so why don't we raise the income level where you pay into it? And so, and that alone saved Medicare. And if they did that with Social Security, it would save Social Security. And he was, you know, and Tommy Thompson was a guy that had, you know, he didn't try to bust unions. He worked with unions and basically he was a good governor. Something, they got bitten. They got bitten by a rabid dog somewhere along the line. And I don't know when it was, but they got real nasty and real negative in a bad way. And that spilled over from not only their demeanor in how they conduct campaigns, but in their policies. So you had Lee Atwater, remember him back in the 80s, and he went after Mike Dukakis in a vicious way. He passed away, Clinton got in. And then you had Newt Gingrich set up an impeachment of a fake impeachment of Clinton, very nasty. And that has spilled over since. George W. Bush went after John McCain in the primaries that way. They went after Obama on racial grounds. They went out and they just took Hillary Clinton apart. You have Trump. It's gone down the drain. Karl Rove, just recently, believe it or not, Karl Rove, who's a real political assassin on the Republican side, very negative guy, very negative. Trump just denounced him. Trump just said he's a rhino, Republican in name only. Now, Trump is nothing more than Putin's agent. So to call Karl Rove a Republican in name only when he was their principal thug for so many years shows a real dissolution of the Republican Party, in my view, dissolution of the Republican Party. And the it used to be that everybody was for a clean environment, everybody. Now they're for forever chemicals going into Green Bay and Lake Michigan. Come on, guys. And into what, the Chippewa flowage and everywhere else around the state? Come on, they're after your pensions. They're after everything they can get their hands on. Betsy, thanks as always for calling in. Appreciate it very much. Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave of Oregon?
Hey, Matt, how are you doing today? I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
So again, I kind of agree a bit with what, you know, the previous call I had to say about the Republicans. I'm not sure where they're going, but the really important thing that we, you know, all these things that are going on right now, but is how can we get this Voting Rights Act passed? Because if the Republicans get their way, I mean, we've seen, you and me know what they have done to us in Wisconsin, and if they spread that across the country and they get more power in Wisconsin, we're just going to go down the drain. I mean, I know we're feeling good now because we control the House and Senate and, you know, the presidency, but it will be really bad if we can't get this Voting Rights Act. I mean, I think that's the most important thing going on right now. So,
right. Dave, thanks for calling in. And I'm going to not only affirm that, but tell you this, that the Republicans are saying you got to do it consistent with the filibuster. You need 60 votes and you won't get it. And we're saying is we got to get it. So therefore, we're going to have to get rid of the filibuster. Manchin won't. But Manchin just signaled. He signaled that he might make it more difficult. And so I think what's going to happen is we're going to keep pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing because it's already passed the House. Now it's in the Senate. Press, 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 and then make them stay there. Make them stay there. Maybe Manchin would agree to lower the filibuster level to 55 from 60. It used to be 67. But remember something. The filibuster was part of the culture when at a time everybody in the Senate was viewed as a patriot above party. That's not true anymore. Basically, they're just agents of their donors. Basically, you have Cruz and Hawley and Mescal Mitch and Lindsey Graham and the rest who would betray their grandmothers if they had to. So therefore, we need to get that changed. Dave, thanks a lot for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. And I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday and Saturday. Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box, and Max Inc. Radio. It's all good stuff. Don't turn the dial from this station. But Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, same time, same place, signing off now.